Blog Talk Radio. Hold up. We was down for so long, didn't have no choice but to grow up. Spending racks and demons on my girl, watching her grow up. Rich nigga, still in the neighborhood, still eating coke cuts.
Yeah.
Street nigga, bitch, I'm in a Bentley doing donuts.
Yeah.
Taught myself how to get millions, ain't nobody show us. From my young nigga, 50 boss, told him little nigga, grow up. Uncle Vic told me stay down with this shit till it blow up.
I got you.
Smoking on some shit you not got, wop in my soda.
Dirty.
Used to sign for the packs, now I sign t-shirts and posters. Drop 500 racks to drop the top on that new roaster. Balenciaga the trip,
it's dope.
First class, Dubai take a trip, spend a little bit, stack all the chips,
stack it up.
I walk in my jail and go crazy.
Woo.
Can't get money with me, you too lazy. One thing I ain't never did was never ever let a bitch play me.
Hell nah,
sorry. I put it down in the city, now I'm up, nigga.
Hey.
I used to eat 100 peas just for lunch, nigga.
Woo.
I got fuck niggas recruiting other fuck niggas. Hustle hard, ain't no such thing as luck, nigga.
Hold up.
We was down for so long, didn't have no choice but to go up.
Pull up.
Bending racks and demons on my girl, watching her glow up. Rich nigga, still in the neighborhood, still eating coke cuts.
Yeah.
Street nigga, bitch, I'm in a Bentley doing donuts.
Yeah.
Taught myself how to get millions, ain't nobody show us.
Dope.
From my young nigga, 50 boss, told him little nigga, grow up.
Hold up.
I just pulled a 8 of codeine and a Coca-Cola.
Bro.
I make it look too easy, I carry my whole hood on my shoulder.
Damn.
If money not in the equation, please do not approach us.
Swear to God.
Cut my day one nigga off because of jealousy.
Damn.
Every day I'ma get fresh and pull up medicine.
Dirty.
Post too much dirt by mistake because I'm heavy hand. Bitch, I'm the club best friend, you just a middle man.
Hey, fuck them niggas.
I don't fuck with them niggas, I'm cut from a different cloth.
Yeah.
Ask the CEO and your rap friends why they hate dogs. Rich nigga, how I pop it on
pop
him.
It.
The top come out, so I dropped it on him. Paid 30K over sticker price, I had to cop it on him.
Hold up.
We was down for so long, didn't have no choice but to go up.
Pull up.
Bending racks and demons on my girl, watching her glow up. Rich nigga, still in the neighborhood, still eating coke cuts.
Yeah.
Street nigga, bitch, I'm in a Bentley doing donuts.
Yeah.
Taught myself how to get millions, ain't nobody show us. From my young nigga, 50 boss, told him little nigga, grow up.
Yeah. I remember my mom and dad were living in a one-room shack. Nowadays, I wake up in a mansion. I remember my mom and dad didn't even have a car. I don't want to get started for nowadays, man. Hey, man, half of this shit out there on my driveway, I can't even spill this shit, man. On God. It's dope!
Man, shout out to Doubt, man. Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods, man. We are live and in effect, man. We are live. Peace to the God. Hello, world.
Peace to the God.
Man, what's going on, Kalam? Man, glad to have you with us tonight. You know what I'm saying? This is part two for those who missed out on part one of Knowledgeable Sunday. This is part two. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, we was actually in something deep earlier, man. We was going over this the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, and man, I definitely didn't want to leave out without actually finishing the presentation and giving you guys what you need out here, man, for sure. Yeah, man. So we're gonna dive back into it, man. And Kalam, I know you kind of driving, man, so I'll go ahead and kind of go into the lesson with where we kind of left off on. And I believe we left off on the civil procedure in the United States, if I'm not mistaken. Is that,
yeah,
that
I
what
think
you
that's
remember,
what we left
off.
Okay, yeah,
okay.
That's what I remember.
All right. Right. And, man, I was just paying attention to a lot of the things that were going on today, just being out in the land of the living, you know, and just seeing how a lot of these people are operating out here, trying to learn how to do business. Okay, now with the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, as we talked about earlier, man, these are dealing with civil suits. And a lot of times we encounter situations where we are being placed in certain jams where it's not just civil, it's also, they got you like in criminal court, really. You see what I'm saying? So when you get ready to do commerce out here, you want to know exactly how to operate and how to be able to handle things as an adult. I think, to me, that at a certain age, a lot of this stuff you're supposed to already know. But, you know, me growing up, my mom was kind of firm on you learning how to actually handle yourself as an adult, because a lot of times we think that being an adult is going out, actually, you know what I'm saying, just having children, and that's basically it. Now, an adult comes with, you know, learning how to handle your affairs, learning how to budget, learning how to manage, learning how to operate in commerce. Man, that is really knowing then that you mastered being an adult. A lot of us never master that. A lot of us, you know. Yeah, we never, ever actually take the time out to you know what I'm saying? Really understand what adulthood is actually about in America. In America. You know, like, really, like, even if you learn what it is. I remember people used to tell me growing up in Memphis, man, if you make it in Memphis, you can make it anywhere, right? True and not true. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've met a lot of people that stayed in Memphis, and they would literally be, you know, in another city, and I would see them, and it's basically as if they was doing the same, maybe not the same, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't seem like, you know what I'm saying, like they was progressing, if you ask me, at our age. You see what I'm saying? Like, for me, in this day and time, I think that we as adults have a certain period of what we should look like. You see what I'm saying? Even looking at our teacher that we learned from, right? At his age, you would see success. Like, oh, you was over here in America where you have great opportunity, and man, you become successful, right? So, me in my eyes, at my age, I want to be in that same successful stage, if not close to it. You see what I'm saying? You're supposed to always learn from the teacher and try to do better, you know. And I think this is what becoming an adult is about, like just learning to master your skills when it comes to this game of commerce, because all this is commerce, you know. That's it, you know, just learning how to do commerce, man. All right. And so we were on, let me get myself into the iPad. because we was on the silver procedure in the United States. Let me turn it down, son. Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? We was on the silver procedure in the United States, all right? And we're going to go back into the private chat, and we're going to go to the Wikipedia definition of silver procedure in the United States, all right? And again, if you would like to be in the private chat, we ask that you email us at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. And for the people on that may be listening into the website, the number is 563-999-3670. Again, it is 563-999-3670. And dial 1 if you would like to ask any questions or just converse with us. All right. And back to the civil procedure in the United States. All right. Civil procedure in the United States consists of rules that govern civil actions in the federal, state, and territorial court system, and is distinct from the rules that govern criminal actions. Much of American law, civil procedure is not reserved to the federal government and its constitution. As a result, each state is free to operate its own system of civil procedure independent of her sister state and federal court system. All right. So again, I want you to understand that these legislators have been granted power to be able to operate as they so see fit. But we have to remember the first rules that were applied, and they were given to these legislators by our ancestors, and it was considered the Constitution. Okay, so we like to enforce that at all times. We want to enforce the Constitution, and again, we are not giving out legal advice. If you want to get legal advice, we ask that you seek an attorney. We are just giving out what we're doing is for educational purposes only. All right, you can do your own work and you can research this information. It's public information. Research it and use it as you see fit, okay? But we're going to dive back into it, and it says, I want to say that it says, civil procedure is not reserved to the federal government in its constitution. What do you think that right there means, Kalon? What do you see that as when it says civil procedure is not reserved to the federal government in its constitution? Well, I tell you what, let me reread the whole statement first, and then I'll ask you that, okay? All right. And
okay.
It's a civil procedure in the United States consists of rules that govern civil action in the federal, state, and territorial court systems, and is distinct from the rules that govern criminal action. Like much of American law, civil procedure is not reserved to the federal government in its constitution. So what did you get from that sentence? That statement.
Okay, I heard the first one where it was saying like it's a distinction. It went kind of over to the last one. Can you say the last one for me again?
The last sentence?
Yeah.
Okay, it says, like much of American law, civil procedure is not reserved to the federal government and its constitution.
All right, so it's saying, basically, it's saying, like, just like any American law, it's saying the civil rules is not reserved for the federal,
right.
You said for the federal constitution?
Is not reserved to the federal government in its constitution. So,
it's not
right.
Reserved for the federal. Yeah, because then you remember the feds is really like, I don't even know how to explain that much, but
right.
Corporation,
like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like
it's a fed. It's a
like,
fed.
It's different. It's a different level. It's a totally different level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got the federal, and then like you say, you got state, which majority of the civil suits are operated in the states. They haven't taken it to, you know what I'm saying, federal level. But it's saying that much of American law, civil procedure is not reserved to the federal government in its constitution, meaning that the constitution it was reserved for. You know what I'm saying? And my understanding of that, you know, I want to go into American law. Let me go dive into that and see exactly what they're meaning when they say American law, okay? It says law
okay.
of the United States. The law of the United States comprises many levels of codified and uncodified forms of law, of which the most important is the nation's constitution, which prescribes the foundation of the federal government of the United States, as well as various civil liberties. The Constitution set out the boundaries of federal law, all right, those are the boundaries right there, the federal law. It set out the boundaries for federal law, all right, which consists of acts of Congress, treaties ratified by the Senate, regulations promulgated by the executive branch, and case law originating from the federal judiciary. So I'm wondering, is that the reason why they have it separated from, okay, when we're dealing with the Fed, yes, that, and then we're dealing with that the United States Constitution, and we're dealing with the state, and then we have the state constitution. You get that, Kalam? So,
yeah, I'm listening.
So I'm trying to better understand the whole wording as they have it right here. Hold on, I got to get back to it. The whole wording that they have when they use that, all right? That's basically what I was trying to do, get a better understanding of it. All right, so we're going to get back into go ahead.
No, I was just clarifying that you were talking about, like, the American law part?
Right, that American law.
Because I guess not. Okay, the American law part. Right. Okay, it says the laws of the United States comprises many levels of codified and uncodified forms of law, of which the most important is the nation's constitution, which prescribes the foundation of the federal government of the United States, as well as various civil liberties. The constitution sets out the boundaries of federal law, which consists of acts of Congress, treaties ratified by the Senate, regulations promulgated promulgated by the executive branch and case law originating from the federal judiciary. The United States Code is the official compilation and codification of general and permanent federal statutory law. All right, so yeah, it's just telling like that one is just like the different degrees of American law, or AKA law of the United States, because they got the codified and the uncodified, and they also got the Constitution. So the codified one would be most likely the statutory law, or what they would call, remember the common law, which is the judge made laws, and then obviously the supreme law of the land, or the nation's constitution. It's one and the same. So it's just like different branches of American law. That's what I'm getting from it.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, let's dive back into the reading. All right. We're going back into the civil procedure of the United States. All right. Now, it does have the history, which I'm not going to read the whole thing, man. Matter of fact, let's get back before I go too deep into the history of the civil procedure of the United States. Matter of fact, I will read this first. All right. It says, early federal and state civil procedure in the United States was rather HOC and was based on traditional common law procedure, but with much local variety. There were varying rules that governed different types of civil cases, such as actions at law or suits in equity, or in admiralty. All right. These differences grew from the history of law and equity as separate court system in English law. Even worse, discovery was generally unavailable in actions at law. In order to obtain discovery, a party to a legal action had to bring a collateral proceeding, a bill in equity, in aid of discovery just to obtain essential documents or testimony from opposing party. All right. So this right here tells you that you don't have to be an attorney even to handle majority of your civil cases. It's letting you know right here when it tells you, in order to obtain discovery, okay, a party to a legal action had to bring a collateral proceeding, a bill in equity, in aid of discovery, just to obtain essential documents or testimony from the opposing party. All right. So procedures in the early federal courts was rather incoherent. The Process Act of 1792 authorized the federal courts to write their own procedural rules for everything but actions at law. In the context of action at law, the earlier Process Act of 1789 was so poorly written that it forced a federal court sitting in a state to apply the common law rules of pleading and procedure that were in effect in the state at the time it joined the Union, regardless of whether the state had modified or revised it. In other words, even though a state common law pleading system was always consistently evolving through case law, the federal courts in that state were literally frozen in time. A concept now known as static conformity, the Process Act of 1789 and 1792 did not expressly address the problem of what the procedural laws to apply in the federal courts in new states that joined the Union after the original 13 colonies in 1828, Congress enacted a law which stated that such courts would follow the civil procedure in effect at the time those states joined the Union. All right? And that's basically just giving you the breakdown, even dealing with the 13 colonies. Cologne, we talked about the 13 colonies, and it was crazy, God, that, you know, even me growing up, man, I went to schools where we talked about certain things, but, man, we wasn't too interested in it because we had no understanding of how a lot of these things affected us today. You see what I'm saying? But as you get older, you start to catch on to some of the things that were taught to us, and we start to understand the importance of, okay, so this is how we are in this situation. Okay, this is how this started, you see. And,
right.
Man, when we talked about the 13 colonies, it was shocking to me because I was like, wow, you know what? We didn't learn too much of that. Yeah, it was basically, and it's the same thing today, even with my children going to school. You know, I'm on them today, like, hey, what did you learn? What did you learn in school? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it just you going to be babysitted, or you actually being taught something? Like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? So, but a lot of these things, you know, we have no knowledge of, because really we have no one here that is trying to teach us these things. We have a lot of people that are only trying to take advantage of us, you know. And, you know, with us not knowing, we allow them to take advantage of us too. So I want you to keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. All right. Let's get back into the chat, the private chat. We're going to go down to the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, and we're going to go into the Wikipedia and see what we had with the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, because we just went over the civil procedures. All right. Let's see what they got for the... Taking my little iPad a little minute to load it up, man. But, yeah, so with that, I want people to understand that, you know, with you trying to do a business, and you definitely need to know about the Federal Rules of Civil Procedures, because when dealing with your business, you're going to have to set it up in a way like how we've learned how to set our business up dealing with straight trust, right? And, you know, the easiest way to, you know, go broke when you start opening up your business is to set it up in a way where people can come after you in any kind of way they feel the need to. I remember one time, right? I had my trucking company, and as a matter of fact, I was a driver for my own company as well. And driving down the highway, and this truck was flying by me. He had like gravel, dirt, all that in his truck, right? And I had a reefer trailer, which if anybody that knows about trucking knows that a reefer trailer is the trailers that haul the food. We don't haul rocks and dirt or whatever. But anyway, the lady, it was a lady that called me and was like, hey, your driver just threw rocks all at my car. And she didn't know I was the boss and the you know what I'm saying, like the driver at the same time. And so it was just crazy that, you know, she accused me. I'm like, hey, look, I drive a Reaper trailer, but I did see the individual, and I ended up giving the number because, you know, that is dangerous to see people ride around with these dirt trucks, and they just allowing rocks and gravel to just fly all over the place. But I lucky for her, I ended up catching the information on my camera and was able to give it to her. But I used that as a way to say, hey, look, people will come after you any kind of form or fashion, man. You want to prepare yourself. You want to have knowledge of how to be able to sue or to defend yourself if you was to ever get sued. All right? Learn the procedures. All right. Okay. So it is the top. We like at the halfway mark, man. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to take a break and come back in, man. All right, peace to the gods.
Peace to the gods.
To the gods. Can you hear me, God?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so my internet is kind of interrupting. I don't know what's going on. I tried to reset the internet and get it back up, but that's what's going on with the music. Why it's no music playing, I have no idea. I've even tried to hook it up to the Wi-Fi on my phone, man. It's not doing anything.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, man, let me finish going over some of this before we end it. You know, I don't want anything to stop what we're trying to build up. All right. Technology and all, man. Technology and all. Okay. All right. Matter of fact, let me try to connect my iPad because I'm not getting any type of internet service. All right. No worries. Go on the phone. I mean, when you got multiple accesses to everything, you got to utilize it all.
For sure. All
right. And here it is. It says, Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, man. The Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, officially abbreviated fed.r.civ.p, govern civil procedure in United States District Courts. The FRCP are promulgated by the United States Supreme Court pursuant to the Rules Enabling Act. And then the United States Congress has 7 months to veto the rules promulgated, or they become part of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. The court's modification to the rules are usually based upon recommendations from the Judicial Conference of the United States. The federal judiciary's internal policy making body. All right. Although the federal courts are required to apply the substantive law of the states as rules of decisions and cases where state law is in question, the federal courts almost always use the federal rules of civil procedure as their rules of civil procedure. States may determine their own rules, which apply in state courts, although 35 of the 50 states have adopted rules that are based on the federal rules of civil procedure. So this right here tells me that that each state has to basically follow after these rules, because once they've adopted them, it's basically the rules that you know, the rules that they must abide by, because it's an adopted act. Okay, and so you know, dealing with these federal rules of civil procedure, did you want to touch anything on what I just read, Kalam?
So what I guess for what you have just read was that some states can have their own type of civil procedures, but majority of the majority states have based their civil procedures based on the federal civil procedures, civil rules of procedure. That's what I'm getting from that.
Okay, bet. And so, man, we have to learn to separate the two, because it's just like when you're dealing with certain charges, like for instance, I've dealt with some of my charges. I just give the things that I've had to encounter with. I've used the federal rules of civil procedure with dealing with, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, what it was basically we were riding on our four-wheelers, and they told us that the four-wheeler wasn't street legal. And so I went to the federal rules and saw how the rules were operated, so I can know how to handle myself once I made it inside the courtroom. And so with me following the rules, I was able to actually get the charges thrown out. And then you have to remember, a lot of times they're not playing by the rules themselves, but you know, As I was taught, man, I understand that just because one person is not doing it don't mean you should. You should always follow the rules. And these are the rules to handling yourself in a court case. All right. Let's get back into it. And what I wanted to do was actually go back into the chat. And we can go over some of the rules that we have so that you guys can understand and go over the rules yourself, right? But if you get back into the chat, you go to Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, the Cornell Law School version. I like to go through Cornell Law. They have a lot of vital information that you can use whenever you have questions when it comes to law or the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. All right. And we can go into it, and it says Rules of Civil Procedure. Okay, it says Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. These are the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure as amended to December 1st, 2020. All right. And then below it says Rules of Civil Procedure for the United States District Courts. Title 1, Scope of Rules, Form of Action. All right. And it says Rule 1, Scope and Purpose. Now, let's just go on one and see how it breaks down. All right, and it says these rules govern the procedure in all civil action and proceedings in the United States District Court, except as stated in Rule 81, they should be construed, administered, and employed by the court and the parties to secure the just, speedy, and inexpensive determination of every action and proceeding. All right? And this is just breaking down, if you read it, and it's just breaking down that, you know what I'm saying, each person has to follow these, even when it comes to your judges or the other parties, attorneys, whatever it is, you have to abide by these rules, all right? And we're not going to do all of them because we still pressed with time, but I just kind of wanted to dive into that because I want us to really know what it is to how easy it is for us to be able to study this type of information. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really don't have to try it that hard. It's right here for you to really be able to just, man, hold and study. You know what I'm saying? You just got to really be willing to do it, you know. But was there anything else that you wanted to kind of touch on with this topic?
I feel like you did a really good job on it. How much time we pressed for? How much time we got? That just depends on how much time we got.
Well, right now we looking at about 5 more minutes. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, we could prolong it if needed be.
Yeah, but okay. If it could be prolonged, then yeah. You see that link I just sent? That's like a different kind of interpretation. I mean, well, not even not really a different interpretation, but like along with the lines, but it says it in a different way. So I guess it is a different interpretation. Yeah, but it says it along the line.
Okay, you just put it in the chat now?
Yeah, I just put that one in the chat.
All right, okay, I see it. And it says, civil procedure. The methods, procedure, and practice used in civil cases. The judicial system is essentially divided into two types of cases, civil and criminal. Thus, a study of civil procedure is basically a study of the procedures that apply in cases that are not criminal. Generally, criminal trials are used by the government to protect and provide relief to the general public by attempting to publish an individual. Civil trials can be used by anyone to enforce, redress, or protect their legal rights through court orders and monetary awards. The two types of trials are very different in character and thus have separate procedural rules and practice. Procedural law is distinguished from substantive law, which creates, defines, and regulates the rights and duties of individuals. Federal and state constitutions, statutes, and judicial decision forms the basis of substantial civil law on matters such as contracts, torts, and probate. Procedural law prescribes the method by which individuals may enforce substantial law. The basic concern of procedural law is the fair, orderly, efficient and predictable application of substantive laws. Procedural guidance can be found in courtrooms and statutes and in judicial decisions. All right. And then below it says federal rules of civil procedure. State and federal courts maintain separate procedural rules. On the federal level, the federal rules of civil procedure govern the process of civil litigation at the level of the U.S. District Court, which is a trial court. At least one U.S. District Court operates in each state. Each district court also exists within one of the 13 federal circuits. Any appeal of a decision by a U.S. District Court is heard by the Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit in which the District Court sits. Appeal of decision by a U.S. Court of Appeals may be heard by the Supreme Court of the United States. All right. Then it says the Supreme Court and the Courts of Appeals use procedure contained in the Federal Rules of Appellate Procedure and the U.S. Supreme Court rules. As reviewing courts, they are concerned with the district court's application of the federal rules of civil procedure. All right, the federal rules of civil procedure are now contained in Title 28 and the U.S. Code before 19. The procedural rules in U.S. district courts vary from circuit to circuit. The rules in the Western United States, for example, were generally less complex than those in the East. To add to the confusion, federal civil cases were designated either at law, which essentially meant that the relief sought was monetary or equitable, which meant that the court was asked to act on principles of fairness and generally to award monetary relief. The distinction was important because the procedural rules for a case at law differed from those of an equity suit. All right. In response to widespread criticism of procedural complexity, the U.S. Congress in 1934 passed the Federal Rules Enabling Act, 20 U.S.C.A., subsection 2071 and 2072. This act conferred on the Supreme Court the power to make new rules for federal courts. In 1938, new rules were recommended by an advisory committee appointed by the Supreme Court and approved by Congress. The new rules featured simplified pleading requirements, comprehensive discovery procedures, a pretrial conference to narrow the scope of a trial and define issues, and broad provisions for joining parties and claims to a lawsuit. In addition, legal and equity claims were merged to proceed with the same set of rules. All right. Man, it goes on and on, which I'm going to give you guys the opportunity to read some of that for yourself. Let me see. Yeah.
Wait.
Okay, yeah. What was you going to say, God?
Yeah. You can go ahead. Yeah, we can read the rest of that, like, in the private.
Okay, okay. Man, well, what we wanted to do today was, like I say, man, and it was a beautiful show, as always, man.
We want to be able to bring
forth some information, but I want you guys to really be able to pull this information up yourself and research it yourself, read it yourself, do your due diligence when it comes to it, and, man, come in, chat with us, you know what I'm saying? We're always open to our listeners, and we want to want you guys to bring that positivity to our lifeline. And, man, if not anything else, man, you have anything else you wanted to add to that, God?
I mean, only thing I really can add is that it was a beautiful show. I'm glad you actually did a second part of it. Because we do really need to know how to get into this civil procedure. You know what I'm saying? It's the rules of civil procedure and to decipher and to see the distinction between the federal and the states, you know, and see how they differ. And I feel like we got a good understanding of actually takes place. And we could have gone deeper into it. I ain't gonna lie. Like the litigation process, the pleadings, you see what it says, litigation process, pleadings, justice, dictation, and venue. Now, I mean, you was talking about like how sometimes you're in the criminal venue or criminal court, or they're trying to get you for a criminal case instead of something civil, which it is civil. Yeah, and it's normally that means that you're in an improper venue. So I definitely couldn't get the
name, and I didn't want to pronounce it wrong, but I'm glad you got that though.
Yes sir. But yeah, that was a beautiful show. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to go into the private and actually go into this reading right here, because I'm seeing a lot of other stuff, but I know we pressed for time right now, so that's like a whole other type of breakdown too.
Fair,
but yeah,
fair,
it was a beautiful
man.
Show. That's all my input is for the show today.
All right, man. With further ado, man, we're going to close it out with saying peace to the gods, man. We'll tune back in with you guys on Tuesday, man. Come chill with us for Health Tuesday. Listen to what we bring into the show. We will be posting a lot of our information if you following us on Instagram. It's Facebook, and what is it, Instagram? Dang, I ain't been on it in so long, man. Yeah, it's Instagram, For the Love of Commerce, you know. So if you follow us, we're going to post when we're going to go live. We're going to try to stay updated with that, man. And, you know, just stay tuned with us. We'll catch you guys back here on Tuesday for Health Tuesday. All right, peace to the gods.
Peace to the gods.